please, chapter 2, and just some a little meditation that has come to me, and it'll only be a few minutes, and something that I've been enjoying, and something that Brother Bob brought to us just last week in a short meditation that he had during our breaking of bread service. Verse 6 says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him." Now, young believers, I want you to grasp that. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, who is the head of every principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was over against or adverse to us or contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Just like to, in a few minutes, just to bring your attention back to the cross. And it was this that I remember, as John was speaking to us this morning, there was a lady sat at our table one day and she could not approach the cross. Anytime we spoke to her, or my wife spoke to her, whenever it came to the sufferings of Christ, she shunned it, because to her it was so horrible, and it is a horrible sight. To see the blessed Son of God there hanging between heaven and earth, with the spittle of man's hatred upon him, shunned by men and ringing in his ears, "We won't have this man to reign over us." Yet through that, God nailed to his cross, and everything that was contrary to us, putting everything out of the way so that God could move out to you and I. Isn't that blessed, that God has moved out? We are celebrating the birth of his son coming, Emmanuel, God with us. But God has moved out. That was its doorway into this life, that he might exit via the cross, so that God might put everything that could be held against you and I out of the way through it, so that you and I might be made complete in Christ. And having thought of this, I think of new birth, and I think, and I look at a baby, and each time I wonder at a child, it's a miracle. I remember we were very friendly with the matron of Rotten Row Hospital back in Glasgow, which was a maternity hospital. There, that sister who was in fellowship with us, she never, a single sister herself, but she never ceased to marvel at the miracle of birth. She saw these babies coming out complete. Complete. Nothing needed to be added to them. Sure, they need to develop, but nothing needed to be added. Even the fingernails are there. Even the toenails. Things will develop in their life, but as a being, they are complete. And may I just say to you, you are complete in Christ. May you be encouraged by the fact that what Christ has done for you through his own cross work, that through it he's been able to make you complete, standing whole before God.
And I sometimes think that we haven't grasped it, and I haven't grasped it myself. You'll find in Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 19 says, "And what is it? The exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the completeness of him that filleth all things with himself." You know, it's wonderful to know that I'm complete in Christ. But oh, it's overwhelming to read that I am associated with his completeness. That as the members of the body of Christ, the church in particular, he's incomplete without me, without you. Oh, you're complete in him. But you also are the completeness of your Savior. He's incomplete without you. You are the filling up. You are the complement of him who is the head of the body. May we rejoice in that this morning, brothers and sisters. May we be thankful that we are really complete in him. But to find out that we are his completion, may it bow our hearts in total worship.